This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson reporting from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Here are the top franchise news stories of the week. This just in this morning, the SBA and the U.S. Treasury have announced new easy and revised full forgiveness applications for the Paycheck Protection Program. Details and applications are available now at treasury.gov, and people in the franchise community can reach out to the International Franchise Association with questions. Thanks to Matt Haller and team at the IFA for keeping us informed. Loyalty Brands has launched its newest franchise opportunity, Loyalty Business Services, a tax, payroll, compliance, and small business advisory franchise. CEO Steve Rafsky says, now is the perfect time to launch the Loyalty Business Services concept as small businesses begin to rebuild and look for sound financial advice that will position them for growth and profit down the line. Lynx Franchising has acquired Restoration Franchise First Team. Lynx CEO Russ Reynolds said, we are passionate about helping entrepreneurs successfully operate and grow their businesses, and we are excited to begin working with the experienced and talented management team already in place at First Team. Interim Healthcare has launched a free dementia caregiver's guide to provide insight and resources for those caring for a loved one living with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. The guide includes advice on how to navigate the stages of dementia and how to manage their role as a caregiver. CEO Jennifer Sheets said, we hope that our dementia caregiver's guide will offer support to the countless family members who tirelessly give their empathy, time, and resources to care for loved ones facing memory care diseases. Ace Hardware has ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement retail stores in the J.D. Power 2020 U.S. Home Improvement Study. President and CEO John Van Heusen said, we exist to serve others, and this recognition inspires us to work even harder to serve and support our neighbors. School of Rock has launched a new songwriting program this month that teaches the fundamentals of songwriting, arrangement, and music theory to help students compose original works. The program will become available to schools throughout the month. CEO Rob Price says, our goal is to build the world's largest community of songwriters. Our global community of music teachers will teach students in a wide variety of songwriting principles to help them express their musical ideas. Green Home Solutions announced it now has three disinfection services that treat surfaces for active viruses and bacteria, including coronavirus. President and CEO Jeff Pinella said, business owners everywhere are looking to ensure customer safety once they reopen, and a big part of that is disinfecting every inch of a room. New positions announced this week. Hungry Howie's Pizza has appointed Tanya Michael as the company's new vice president of operations. Lots of promotions at Zbart this week. Brian Jackman to vice president and treasurer. Larissa Walega to vice president of marketing. And Jason Thiessen to director of franchise operations. Donato's Pizza has hired Carol Pasquariello as senior vice president of marketing. Shelf Genie named David Mahalik as Director of Franchise Development. At McDonald's, Alistair McCraw was promoted to Global Chief Marketing Officer. The Farm Fresh fast casual chain Farmer Boys has announced that David Wetzel has been promoted to President and Chief Operating Officer. And Dry Bar has a new CEO, Liz Williams, who moves over from Yum Brands. Congratulations and good luck to you all. And now the franchise calendar brought to you today by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Okay, here's the calendar currently on, as of this morning's recording, the Multi-Unit Franchising Conference in Vegas at the all-new Caesars Forum, now September 1st through September 3rd. MFV's Franchise Expo West is in Phoenix this year, September 10th through the 12th. Franchise Springboard in Philadelphia, September 21st through the 23rd. The International Franchise Expo at the Javits Center in New York City is now October 1st through the 3rd. The all-new Franchise Leadership and Growth Conference, FLGC, October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Atlanta. Franchise Expo Nashville has been rescheduled for October 17th and 18th at Music City Center. The Fast Casual Executive Summit is in Charlotte, October 18th through the 20th. Franchise Expo Houston is November 13th and 14th. And the IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference is still on, live and in person, in New Orleans, November 17th through the 19th. One quick note before we go, the Franchise Innovation Awards from Franchise Update Media are coming up. The final deadline is this Friday, June 19th. The awards will highlight franchise systems that demonstrate the core values of business innovation, especially during this global crisis. Franchise innovators, game changers, and disruptors now have the opportunity to submit their innovative ideas and results in four categories: marketing and branding, products and services, human resources, and operations. You can submit your brand right now at franchiseinnovationawards.com. Questions, comments, or if you have a franchise news item to share, send it to us, franchisenewspodcast@gmail.com.